Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Multiple schools received bomb threats today, but officials say it's all a hoax. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with what we know. Amy?
Maria, schools across the state say they received email hoaxes, this email claiming that there were explosives inside every school. These bomb threats were all hoaxes, according to the Utah Department of Public Safety. They say they're working now with local law enforcement to track down where these are coming from. A similar situation a few months ago ended up coming from outside the U.S., but if you're a parent today, many school districts, like in Summit County, have sent out pickup instructions just in case. It's all just a bit too much. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Weber School District spokesperson Lane Findlay says they received a handful of threats in their district.
We did have law enforcement that responded out as a precaution early on, checking some of our schools, walking the perimeters. But we were confident that it was not credible.
Findlay says the emails were obviously sent to cause disruption. The DPS is working with other law enforcement agencies to try and track down where those threats came from. We are hearing from a man who survived a deadly wrong-way crash in Parley's Canyon two nights ago. Grayson Kaufner tells KSL-TV everything happened so fast he couldn't fully tell what happened until after the crash.
It took me a second to realize it was a car coming the wrong way. I saw the car in front of me get into a collision, and the white pickup truck was sent across two lanes of traffic. It wasn't really until I had gotten out of my car and I was able to see both the other two.
He and the driver of the SUV survived, but both were injured. The driver of that white truck going the wrong way did not survive. Now, Kaufner is now urging others to be vigilant on the roads. KSL's top national stories this hour. A U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals will hear arguments from attorneys for Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff for the Trump administration.
Mark Meadows' attorney George Terwilliger arguing that important federal questions, such as what are the extent of duties of the chief of staff, should not be decided by a state court.
Those are federal questions that need to be resolved in federal court.
But Fulton County Prosecutor Donald Wakefield contending that it's clear that Meadows was acting outside of his federal duties when working to overturn former President Trump's election loss in Georgia.
I think ultimately this is a case where, once again, there is no federal authority to protect.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
A judge in September ruled that Meadows' actions were taken on behalf of the Trump campaign. 2024 Republican hopeful Nikki Haley secured a key endorsement this week ahead of next month's Iowa caucus. 538's Galen Druk explains how this could affect frontrunner former President Trump.
Endorsements matter most around races are quite competitive or a lot of voters haven't made up their mind. And in this case, a lot of Republican voters in the primary have made up their mind for Donald Trump. So it's unlikely that this endorsement is going to change those minds. But I will say that Chris Sununu is a very popular governor. We see in polling that some number of voters say that these high-profile endorsements, like Sununu, do have sway.
He says that Haley has to make up 25 points in the polls to be the front runner. Other national stories KSL is following. A swoop on terror suspects widens in Europe.
It's been a busy few days on the counterterrorism front in Europe as we head toward the Christmas period. Denmark is holding two individuals in custody, and four others are the target of an investigation there. One person has been arrested in the Netherlands, and three have been detained in Germany. They're accused of preparing attacks on Jewish institutions in Europe. Additional arrests are expected. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is in Israel and the Palestinian territories today to discuss the Gaza war with the country's leaders.
The U.S. and Israel discussing the, quote, next phase of the war in Gaza. That, according to National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, it includes a transition from the high-intensity fighting we see today to lower-intensity, precise attacks and raids against Hamas positions. Some IDF troops would withdraw from the strip. The U.S. would like to see the change in the coming weeks, but Israel strongly indicating it needs more time. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
President Biden is following Sullivan's sentiment with a message urging Israel to be more careful with its attacks in Gaza. The president says he's not telling Israel to stop going after Hamas, but to rather focus on how to save civilian lives.
Israel has continued its heavy bombardment of Gaza overnight, with children reportedly among those killed. We understand that residents in that small enclave reported fighting in North Gaza and east of Benghazi, in central Gaza and in the north, in the center and northern fringes of the main southern city of Khan Yunis too.
That is ABC News foreign correspondent Britt Klenet in Tel Aviv. First look traffic. Let's see what's happening on the roads.
Well, right now there is a crash on the Mountain View corridor. It's about 118 south and 5200 west. That's affecting both directions and a little bit of slowing. Otherwise, the freeways are moving along nicely right now as you make your way into the noon hour. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL quarters for Christmas time, 1206.
Reliability, steadiness, trusted voices.
I'll listen to KSL in the morning, and if I happen to be in my car and I'll notice it's close to top of the hour, then I'll go there to hear the news.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Imagine how inconvenient your life would be without power. No lights, no refrigeration, no heating or cooling, and no electronics. But with a Generac home standby generator, you'll have the power when you need it most. Generac generators automatically provide backup after sensing a power outage, so your life goes on uninterrupted. Schedule a free quote today with Genco Generators, your premier Generac service dealer in Utah. Call 801-295-0872 or online at gencogenerators.net.
At Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital, we made a bold promise to build the nation's model health system for children. Join us in realizing our vision for the future of pediatric care. So together, we can expand primary children's impact and ensure every child has access to the right care at the right place at the right time. For a century, Primary Children's has kept the child first and always. Help us continue to do so for the next 100 years. To get involved, visit primarypromise.org.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, today through Sunday. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, today through Sunday. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Completely immerse yourself in University of Utah sports with the free Utah 360 app. Behind-the-scenes exclusives, local KSL coverage, game stats, and more. Download for free in the App Store or Google Play Store.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top story this hour. Multiple schools across the state received bomb threats today, and officials are saying that they are all a hoax. KSL News Time 1208. Two new states are reporting cases of the mysterious dog illness. Vets are encouraging owners to be aware as the holiday travel season prepares to kick into high gear. ABC's Morgan Norwood has the latest.
This week, Nevada and Pennsylvania both reporting cases of atypical canine infectious respiratory disease complex. And that brings the total number of states that this illness has been reported in to 16. And while the cause of this illness is still unknown, some vets are advising owners not to expose their dogs to other dogs who are coughing, make sure that they're up to date on their vaccinations, and of course, take extra precautions when traveling this holiday season.
Brittany Young is a veterinary technician at Wasatch Hollow Animal Hospital in Ogden. She says with the mysterious respiratory dog illness going around, it's not surprising.
We all did it when we first, you know, heard about COVID. We all wanted to make sure we kept our kids safe, things like that. So people are doing the same with their dogs too, especially I think coming out of the COVID, you know, era.
She says people are turning to online pet retailers to keep their furry friends healthy, and she recommends never giving a pet medicine or supplements unless prescribed or approved by a veterinarian. KSL Sports, the Utah Jazz went to Portland last night, missing four starters because of injuries. But thanks to some great ball moving and sharp shooting, the Jazz pulled off their second road win of the season. Colin Sexton led the team with 27 points. The college football bowl season gets underway this weekend. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
You could pretty much spend all day Saturday watching college bowl games. Hopefully we'll get something epic like this.
And he scores!
The first bowl is the Myrtle Beach Bowl. It starts at 9 a.m. Then there's the New Orleans Bowl, the Cure Bowl, the New Mexico Bowl, the L.A. Bowl, and the nightcap is the Independence Bowl, which is a matchup between the Pac-12 and the Big 12. USA Today ranked all 41 games from worst to first. They said the Rose, the Sugar, and the Orange Bowl are the best matchups. The worst, the Quick Lane Bowl, which is between Bowling Green and Minnesota. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Good afternoon, Len.
Good afternoon, Maria. He didn't mention the Arizona Bowl, where my alma mater's playing. Wyoming gets to play down there in the sunny skies in Tucson. But you got to get down there, first of all. And if you're going to go down there right now, a little early, Mountain View Corridor, we have a crash there, 118 south. Just a little bit of northbound slowing there. And in Bluffdale and Bangor Highway, a little bit slowing coming off of I-15. Western Nut Company. Holiday gift centers are located in Layton Hills, Newgate, and Ogden. The shops at Southtown and Sandy, Fashion Place Mall in Murray, and University Place in Orem. Len Thomas and the KSL Traffic Center.
You're looking at 8 degrees above the normal for today. 47 the high, mostly sunny, and yes, gunky air. 29 overnight with a mixture of clouds and clear skies. Tomorrow will go partly cloudy, 46 up to 48 by Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 39 degrees, hazy sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, gift giving can be difficult with loved ones who have Alzheimer's or dementia. We'll hear a few tips to make it a bit easier. On KSL, streaming at home on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free.
Holiday stories from Shane Company customers.
My 3 girls are coming home for the holidays. I created a gemstone necklace for each of them at Shane Company. Gracie loves yellow, so I chose citrine for her. For Ava, I chose blue topaz. It's known to bring clarity. And for Lexi, I went with her birthstone, amethyst. Each gift is unique, just like them.
Personalize your gift with rare and vibrant gemstones sourced from around the world. Tis the season to shine. Shane Company. Fine jewelry since 1929.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services. And if you have a drain that's clogged or backed up, after you've tried the plungers and products, the next step usually involves some kind of drain snake or cabling equipment. You see, sometimes the blockage is far enough down the line that you need special equipment that most homeowners just don't have. That's where the drains department at Any Hour Services can help. A drain snake can clear most blockages and get the water flowing again, and clearing blocked drains is what our drains department does day in and day out. So if you're a homeowner with a drain line that's clogged or backed up and you'd like one of our drain technicians to come and snake the line for you, it's only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and already this holiday season, I had the chance to sneak off to one of the opening nights and see Elf, and I saw it all by myself. Why? Because the whole family is going to go see Elf here in about 2 weeks. That includes Dee's family flying in from Missouri. We absolutely love the productions at Hale Center Theater. But Elf, I'll tell you, it is so much fun. And if you love the movie, there will be so many things that you love that you saw in the movie, but so much more when you get the HCT treatment right there on that beautiful stage. Don't miss your chance to see Elf. Go to hct.org and lock down your tickets right now. And I would be remiss if I didn't remind you that this is the time, right here, right now, to get your tickets for A Christmas Carol. It sells out each and every year. Don't miss that amazing family tradition. It's waiting for you now at Hale Center Theater.
Positive mortgage news? Interest rates have dropped and trending down from 2023 yearly highs. Click loansbyrick.com. Purchase or cashback loans. Visit loansbyrick.com.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
multiple bomb threats emailed to Utah schools. All a hoax. The Department of Public Safety says they're now working to try to find who's behind it. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, mortgage rates have finally fallen back below 7%. Third, traffic and weather together, Len.
We're looking at a new vehicle fire. This is about 600 west on the Bangor Highway. That is causing a little slowing there. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
A mixture of sun and high clouds today. High of 47 and a little bit of haze. I'm Matt Johnson.
Hazy sunshine, 39 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Calls for a ceasefire in Gaza growing as the death toll rises for civilians and hostages caught in the crossfire. Israeli Defense Forces confirm the IDF mistakenly killed three hostages during combat in Gaza. It comes a day after National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with Israeli leaders about shifting military operations. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
His message was simple, urging and pressuring Israel to scale back the military operations, to have this shift in what they're doing from this large-scale war that is high intensity, shifting to a lower intensity model, which they say is about being surgical, tactical, going after these Hamas leaders.
An appeals court hearing arguments today in the Georgia election interference case. Attorneys for former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows trying to move his state charges to federal court.
Meadows attorney George Terwilliger pointing to the Supremacy Clause, which establishes that federal law generally takes precedence over state law, and says important federal questions should not be decided by Georgia.
What is the extent of the duties of the chief of staff, the president of the United States,
and other important federal questions
are all going to be sent to a state court to decide? That makes no sense.
But Fulton County prosecutors saying that Meadows was acting outside of his government duties, and so there's no federal authority to protect. Dave Packer, ABC News.
United Airlines flight attendants back on the picket lines at major airports today across the country.
United flight attendants say they've been working on an updated contract for 2 years, but that no deal has been agreed upon, so they're now calling for federal mediation. Airline pilots have been getting huge new contracts. The flight attendants want a share of that. They want better pay, plus rules about overtime and on-call status. And they want pay while they're working but not flying, like when a plane is boarding, instead of only getting paid when the plane is moving.
ABC's Alex Stone on Wall Street. Stocks trading in positive territory in the afternoon. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. If a loved one is living with Alzheimer's or dementia this Christmas, you can still give them a meaningful gift. Jeremy Cunningham is the Public Policy Director for the Alzheimer's Association Utah Chapter, and he says the gift needs to match where they are in the disease process.
For example, someone that's just starting out with the disease, or they're in the first to second stages, gift cards may be something that they would really enjoy, because you want to empower them to still be able to make choices for themselves, right? Being able to make those choices is still really important.
And if you don't know where to start, ask their caregivers. Cunningham says these people more than deserve a gift.
Remember the caregivers. You know, many times the best thing you could do for a caregiver is give them time. Give them a gift certificate to a spa. Realize that they're living this 24 hours a day with an individual that may be living with Alzheimer's itself, but they're also caregivers being affected.
He says simply giving your time so caregivers can take a break for their own life does wonders. And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive, traffic, and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Len, you had a trouble spot for us.
We do. We have a vehicle fire. Maria, it's a Bankator Highway 600 West. It's eastbound in the Riverton-Bluffdale area, and you've got a little bit of slowing there, pretty much from Redwood Road to I-15. Otherwise, traffic's sailing along fairly nicely on the Wasatch Front freeways. Get your photos with Santa at Jordan Landing Shopping Center this holiday season, located in the Entertainment Plaza across from Cinemark. Check out jordanlanding.com for hours and additional details. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast has temperatures running 7 to 10 above the normal every day. 47 today's mostly sunny skies, moderate air quality. Haze holds on tomorrow, partly cloudy, 46. We're up to 48 by Sunday, mostly sunny skies, moderate air. All right, Monday we go, 49, partly cloudy skies. Introducing more clouds as storms move into the west coast on Tuesday, 50 the high. Mostly cloudy, 48 for your Wednesday. Next Thursday, 48, mostly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Hazy sunshine, 39 degrees downtown. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets at this hour. They've been trying to hold on to this week's gains. The Dow right now in negative territory, but not by a whole lot. A complete update of your money news coming up next. KSL quarters for Christmas time, 12:21.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our client's best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Jeff Kaplan here for my good friends at Advanced Window Products. Jake Weber and Nate Orchard are spreading the holiday cheer with their biggest sale of the year. If the wind whistles through your windows, if you want a fresh new look for your number one investment, your home, call Advanced Window Products and take advantage of this incredible end-of-year sale. Replace all of your windows and frames, and you get $2,500 off. But that's not all. You get a free premium glass upgrade. Insulate your home against the cold with double-pane windows and stylish frames, any style, any color, and they're built custom right here at their headquarters in Salt Lake City for 37 years. They build the windows, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. Plus, an additional $2,500 off and a free premium glass upgrade. You can save now, pay later, so take advantage. Call now, Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. 801-850-9100, or visit advancedwindowsusa.com.
Kidney cars, don't hate your car today. Tax write-off, hip, 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 hooray. Kidney cars, give your car away. Tax write-off, and you will save today.
The staff of the National Kidney Foundation of Utah would like to wish you a merry holiday season and remind you that it is better to give than receive, but not better than giving and receiving. For example, if you give your car to the Kidney Foundation, you may get a tax deduction. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS with a K. That's 1-800-TOWKARS. To donate your used car to the Kidney Foundation, call 1-800-TOW-CARS with a K. That's 1-800-TOWKARS.
Kidney cars, donate your car today. Tax write-off, hip, 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 hooray!
Call 1-800-TOW-CARS with a K.
Attention Wasatch Front businesses and property managers. Don't wait for bad weather to schedule professional snow service with GoPave Utah. Your complete parking lot safety starts at GoPaveUtah.com.
KSL News Time 1224. Scientists say one of the world's favorite pets is responsible for the extinction of hundreds of species. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has more.
Maybe it's cute when your cat brings you a barely living mouse as a gift, but these little hunters have played a role in a quarter of the mammal, bird, and reptile extinctions worldwide. That's from a new study showing that the biodiversity before and after neighborhoods get cats is night and day. The Deseret News reports that even the existence of a cat in an area creates what experts call a landscape of fear that forces threatened species out. So what's Utah doing? Some shelters still spay and neuter the feral cats brought in by concerned Utahns, but they're getting overwhelmed. The legislature shot down a bill last session that would have prevented people from feeding cats after nightfall. So for now, the cats are still in charge. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, General Motors is laying off 1,300 workers at a couple of its factories. These are both places that manufacture electric vehicles, and the company has announced it's cutting its EV production because of low demand. Idaho Now has an In-N-Out, and customers lined up for 8 hours to try it. It was a big enough deal for students to miss school and for people to camp out the night before. Costco won't be raising its membership prices soon, even though it usually does so every 5 years. It's been 5 years since the last time it hiked the cost. The chief financial officer says it's earning enough money not to worry about it. Stocks closed at another record high on Thursday, while consumer spending remains strong.
Christmas is coming early here on Wall Street, with the stock market hitting those new records. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at an all-time high Thursday for the second day in a row, adding another 158 points. And when you take a step back and look at the Dow's performance so far this year, it's gained 12%. To put that into a dollar amount for the typical American's 401k that stayed invested in stocks this year, your balance is up about $13,000.
That is ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. KSL News Time, 1226.
Some stories affect our roads.
Not enough detail in the environmental impact study could likely pause the gondola.
Some affect the taxes we pay.
$61 billion in aid for Ukraine.
Some stories affect everyone.
Just rent, because buying is so unachievable.
As 2023 comes to a close, no matter the news story, traffic jam, or winter storm most important to you, we'll talk about it here.
We have you covered on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, I decided to make a change that impacted my life. I started my soda weight loss journey. Within 3 months, I had lost 34 pounds of excess weight, and I didn't do it alone. My soda nutritionist was with me every step of the way. I feel so much better now, and I have excess energy to enjoy life. You can lose the excess weight as well, just like Steven.
I'd been wanting to lose weight, and I tried on my own. I either didn't keep up with it, or, you know, it just didn't work out. I'd been seeing Thanks for Soda, but I was like, okay, I gotta go see what it's all about. So we came up here and talked to the nutritionist and loved every bit of it. It was a great idea. It's a great experience. And, you know, I couldn't be happier, honestly, with the results and being able to stick with something and kind of the accountability of it. It's been great.
The average weight loss for a male is 3 to 5 pounds per week, and the average female will lose 2 to 3 pounds per week. How much weight can you lose? Call Soda Weight Loss or visit SotaWeightLoss.com. That's S-O-T-A, stands for state of the art. And find out how quickly you can reach your ideal weight with Soda Weight Loss. It is state of the art.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Let's check in with Len Thomas.
We're looking at that vehicle fire. It's in Bluffdale. It's affecting eastbound traffic on Bangor Highway, slowing the drive from Redwood Road to the fire at 600 West. The perfect present doesn't always come wrapped under the tree. Treat your loved ones with an unforgettable afternoon or evening of music and laughter with the Utah Symphony. Find your tickets at utahsymphony.org/holiday. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Haze, go away, but not today, folks. Mostly sunny skies, moderate air quality, highs right around 47. Overnight lows dipping off into the upper 20s, partly cloudy skies. We'll go for partly cloudy skies again tomorrow, high of 46. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
A lot of sunshine, but yes, a little bit of haze in downtown Salt Lake City, 42 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Mortgage rates are back below 7% for the first time in months. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more on what this means for Utah's housing market.
At least in the short term, Kemsey Gardner Policy Institute senior research fellow Dayon Eskich says this is a good thing since mortgage payments are now a few $100 less than they were just a couple of weeks ago.
Those interest rates, they allow you to buy more.
However, in the long term, we still have some things to figure out. Utah's current median home price is around $500,000, and already with a major housing shortage, Eskich says rate drops are going to bring in more prospective buyers, drive up demand, and subsequently the prices. And while we need to build more in general, Eskich says the best thing we can do is to build different types of housing.
We have this culture of big families, having more kids, stuff like that. So if we want to keep that, we have to house our kids. And so I don't know how you achieve that by having quarter-acre lots.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Santa is bringing joy to a hospital in Draper. He's visiting NICU babies at Lone Peak Hospital. He'll then head to Harriman ER around 1 o'clock to take pictures with patients for the rest of the afternoon. With just over a week left before Christmas, many of us are rushing to try and find that last-minute gift. Many times that means grabbing a gift card. A new study from EnterpriseAppsToday.com claims one in five gifts this season will be a gift card. Gary Gigi with Gigi Capital Management thinks that that's probably accurate.
From purely anecdotal information, when I look around me, and maybe it's just my family, they seem to give a lot of gift cards.
The study also claims 40% of Christmas gifts will be purchased between now and Christmas Eve. From Arlington National Cemetery to Taylorsville, veterans are being remembered with the Christmas decorations this weekend. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
The wreaths will be laid at veterans' graves across the country on Saturday as part of the Wreaths Across America movement. Robin Gochner helped to organize it in Salt Lake City, where it will begin with a flag ceremony in the veterans section of the Salt Lake City Cemetery just off 11th Avenue.
We start right at 10, and by about 10:15, 10:20, public is welcome to come and lay the wreath.
The wreaths are made by a company in Maine and shipped across the country for the event. Gochner says they'll place about 2,400 of them on graves in Salt Lake. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
All but one of the state's 15 ski resorts will have at least some terrain open by the end of the weekend. Ski Utah Communications Director Allison Palmentier says it's typical to have the resorts open sometime between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Here in Utah, I think we're lucky. People tend to associate, you know, that Thanksgiving time with the start of ski season. And so many of us here locally are skiers and snowboarders. That ski excitement is high no matter the weather.
Palmentier says many of the resorts are also debuting new or updated lifts, gondolas, patios, and even lodges. KSL's top national stories. Cold and flu season is underway, and doctors are worried not enough infants are protected against RSV.
RSV shots for infants have been in short supply, but the White House says more vaccine is on its way. After meeting with drug makers Sanofi and AstraZeneca, the Biden administration says 230,000 more doses for infants will become available in January. RSV is a common respiratory virus that results in cold-like symptoms, but it can cause serious illness in infants and older adults. This month, hospitalizations for RSV are up 60%. Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
RSV is not the only bug going around. The CDC says there's been a surge in respiratory illnesses right before the holidays. KSL News Radio's Emma Kettington has more.
Hospitalizations have risen by pretty big percentages across the nation in the past 4 weeks, the CDC says. They rose by 200% for the flu, 50% for COVID, and 60% for RSV. The CDC says a probable reason for this is that 7 million fewer vaccines were given to adults this year versus last year.
Health officials say it's not too late to get a flu shot, boosters, and other vaccinations. Other national stories KSL is following. New data shows a growing number of Americans say that they are suffering from so-called tipping fatigue. ABC's Eva Pilgrim has that story.
New data from payroll provider Gusto reports that as of November, service sector workers in non-restaurant jobs made 7% less in tips versus a year ago, from making $138 an hour in tips to now $128.
I think inflation
inflation is leading people to be especially stingy about how much they're spending. And I think that this proliferation of tip prompts is making people question the very nature of tipping.
And while tipping is down in some places, the holidays are bringing cheer for others, like workers in restaurant jobs. Gusto reporting tips are now up by 3%.
Many consumers say they feel like going above and beyond always warrants a tip. First look traffic. Let's see what's happening on the roads. Here's Len Thomas.
Oh, just had a fresh crash, Maria. Southbound I-15 at about 500 South. Well, it's on the 500 South on-ramp. That's got a right lane block, so you're going to have to be careful because that's a nice swooping little ramp there that if you don't watch out, you could cream into something. Otherwise, the freeways are doing well. The vehicle fires down on the Bangor Highway is gone, so that's pretty good news as you make your way this noon hour. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL quarters for Christmas time, 12:35.
Join us on the community's number one resource for news and fair, enlightening talk.
Listening to Dave and Debbie talk about the Israeli conflict was not one-sided. I really appreciate that.
Listen between 9 and noon each weekday
on KSL News Radio.
The perfect present doesn't always come wrapped under the tree. Treat your loved ones to an unforgettable afternoon or evening of music and laughter with the Utah Symphony at Abravanel Hall. With tickets to our holiday programs this December, you're not just giving a gift. You're sharing a heartfelt experience that will create cherished memories. The Utah Symphony is transforming its concert hall into a winter wonderland for a holiday pops extravaganza. Or you can join for a movie night and see favorite holiday films like Disney's Frozen or Love Actually. And the Jolly Man himself will make an appearance at Here Comes Santa Claus. Show them you care with the gift of music this season. Don't delay, because many concerts sell out. Visit usuo.org/holiday to get tickets starting at just $16.
Home for the holidays? Sounds nice, doesn't it? What if your home excluded summer yard work and was a one-level luxurious townhome with spacious rooms? Sounds even better. Preview your new home for the holidays at an open house December 18th at Nielsen Homes' newest single-level luxury townhome in Bluffview. These homes are move-in ready, no yard work, snow blowing, and close to what you love and enjoy with easy commutes. Experience the Nielsen Homes difference of what spacious single-level townhome floor plans and no stairs looks like. Nielsen Homes has been building across the Wasatch Front for over 45 years, accommodating all the things you need combined with the things you love. Ask about end-of-year promotional savings. Experience your new home for the holidays at their open house event December 18th, 5 to 7 p.m. Pictures with Santa and warm churros at the newest Nielsen Community, 227 North, 3830 West Point. Visit Nielsen Homes Communities at nielsenhomes.com, N-I-L-S-O-N homes.com.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call AnyHour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than AnyHour Services.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, U.S. mortgage rates are back below 7%. Good news for prospective homebuyers. KSL News Time, 12:37. AAA expects this holiday season to be one of the busiest travel periods in more than 20 years. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Harris explains.
Between December 23rd and January 3rd, AAA is projecting that there will be more than 115 million travelers, which is the second highest number of end-of-year travelers since 2000. Around 103 million of those travelers will be driving, and AAA spokesperson Julian Paredes explains what to expect on the roads.
Your commute might be up to 20% longer than normal, and really you want to start your trip before noon if possible, or if you feel comfortable driving at night, you know, starting your trip after 6 p.m. You know, you really want to avoid the rush hours during that period.
Other AAA travel tips include checking the forecast to be prepared for any potential weather disruptions and researching airline refund and cancellation policies if planning to fly. Alessandra Harris, KSL News Radio.
Utah's outdoor recreation industry contributed over $8 billion to the economy and provided nearly 72,000 Utahns with a job last year. That's according to new data from the Bureau of Economic Analysis. Director of the Utah Division of Outdoor Recreation, Jason Curry, says outdoor activities are what bring businesses and employees to the state.
What people say when they come to Utah, move to Utah, bring their businesses to Utah is that the number one reason that their employees cite for reasons that they would want to relocate here, come here, or bring that business is because of outdoor recreation opportunities and the access that we have and the variety that we have.
With all kinds of activities from boating to RVs, Utah's snow activities were the most popular last year, bringing over $600 million to the economy. An update today on a story that we told you about yesterday where police say a suspect hit an elderly Cal Ranch employee with his truck. The employee was trying to stop the guy from stealing items from the store in Far West. This morning, police say they have the suspect in custody. We're also told the store employee is expected to recover from a head injury. KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And you had an accident downtown, Len.
Yes, we did. Maria, it's on the ramp, southbound I-15 at the 5th South on-ramp, but I see it's not in the curve. It's just before you get there, so it's not doing the curve. But right lane's blocked. Minor slowing in the area. From a recovery program to a place to lay your head at night with breakfast, lunch, and dinner served every day, please help the Rescue Mission of Salt Lake. Visit rescuesaltlake.org. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
High pressure on the move. We'll go for 47 today, mostly sunny skies, and yes, moderate air quality. Overnight lows dipping off into the upper 20s yet again. Tomorrow's partly cloudy, 46, mostly sunny with haze on Sunday, but a high of 48. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 42 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, we'll take a look at the fastest growing workforce group in America on KSL, streaming online at kslnewsradio.com and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
This is the lunch rush at your local deli. Orders are flying in. Online, on the phone, and in person.
Order for Nick.
So is it possible that fast internet could help your business outrun the rush? It is with Comcast Business. Up-leveling your speed with gig speed Wi-Fi, powering all your devices, and fast downloads and uploads, powered by the next generation 10G network. With Comcast Business, next level speed isn't just possible, it's happening. Comcast Business, power and possibilities.
Get started with fast speeds and advanced security for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with a qualifying internet package. Call or go online to learn more. Ends 12/20/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments. New 50 megabits per second internet and security edge customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Gig Wi-Fi requires gig internet and compatible router.
Give the best gift a jazz fan can get. Tickets to a jazz game. Or treat yourself with our holiday ticket packs. Getting a pack not only gets you to a game. With every ticket purchase, you can get $15 in jazz notes. For in-arena concessions on merch at the team store. Plus, each ticket comes with a ticket to a Salt Lake City Stars game. Get your tickets now by calling or texting 801-355-DUNK. Or by visiting utahjazz.com. Happy holidays from the Utah Jazz.
Let's get together for Christmas. Let's take our time and make new memories.
From everyone at Shields, we hope you enjoy the gift of family and friends this holiday season. It's a special time to get together with those you love to make new memories. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Shields.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcast, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio network, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms. Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere, on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact Todd Larson at KSL for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. Call 801-244-4822, 801-244-4822.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Mortgage rates are finally back below 7%, and while there's still some complexity with Utah's market, one local expert says this is overall good news for prospective home buyers. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Utah's outdoor recreation industry contributed over $8 billion to the economy last year. Third, traffic and weather together, Len.
Well, we're looking at this crash on the ramp, southbound I-15, 5th south on ramp. Right lane is blocked, no slowing, and the freeway is looking great right now. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll be breathing in moderate air quality with mild highs in the upper 40s. I'm Matt Johnson.
Hazy sunshine, 42 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The campaign trail heating up ahead of the holidays for presidential hopefuls. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on the ground in New Hampshire today on the heels of Nikki Haley's visit. Haley getting the backing from New Hampshire's Governor Chris Sununu. He says Haley got his endorsement over other GOP candidates, including former President Trump, because she's got the momentum.
She's the full package that has the kind of that one-on-one connection, looking you in the eye and earning that trust. So it's real. That momentum is very real, and I have no doubt she can win New Hampshire.
Israeli forces acknowledged today in a press briefing its forces mistakenly killed three hostages during combat in Gaza. The civilian toll for Palestinians in Gaza also raising concerns about the humanitarian crisis. The U.S. calling on Israel to shift to more targeted missions against Hamas. A major storm brewing in the Gulf could throw a wrench into holiday travel plans targeting Florida now and expected to move up the East Coast. That could impact major airports and hubs next week. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. More Americans than ever are working, and workers 75 years old and up are the fastest growing group in the workforce. That's all according to data from the Pew Research Center. Certified financial planner and DMBA with DMBA, Jerrica Espinoza joins me now live. Jerrica, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So first of all, why are we seeing this trend?
Yeah, I think there could be a lot of different reasons for that. I think some of it is because the nature of the job has changed. I mean, COVID has been awesome in that regard. People can work from home and they might have to not work a traditional 40-hour week, and it's not as strenuous on the body. I also think that I'm sure the recency bias for people, like with the inflation and things like that, people being on a fixed income has people concerned. And I'm sure some people are just wanting to shore things up for their savings for retirement.
Yeah, there's probably also the factor that there may be more members of the older population out there.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I think so. I mean, our medical technology has developed so much, and I think they're actually a lot healthier than they were in the past and able to do a lot more things. Plus, I'm sure they're a lot more educated than they have been in the past as well.
Is this a positive thing? Are there just many more jobs so everyone has enough employment?
I think so. I mean, the job stats right now, the unemployment stats are literally the lowest that they've ever been, and there's more and more jobs in the internet has allowed for that. And a lot of people are able to freelance and do their own thing. And so I think there's a lot of opportunity for people to do what they want to and create whatever job they want to as well.
Yeah, I have such mixed feelings about this. I'm like, someone over 75 is working. Shouldn't they be enjoying life?
I know. Well, and you know what? Another thing that we talk about for people that when they retire is having a purpose in retirement. A lot of people think that, oh, when they retire, life's going to be wonderful and peachy and they're enjoying sitting on their couch and that might last like a month or so. And then they're like, oh, what am I going to do for the rest of my time in retirement? So we find a lot of people actually going back to find some greater purpose and enjoyment in retirement.
So it sounds like this trend will continue then.
I think so. And I think even to increase from here, even I talk to people all the time that have some sort of side gig going on and I'll ask them, okay, well, how long is that going to last? And they're like, as long as I can keep it up for.
Okay. Jerrica, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me today.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Live on the KSL Newsline, certified financial planner with DMBA, Jerrica Espinoza. KSL News Time, 12:49. That means traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. That problem downtown causing problems, Len?
It is not anymore. It's kind of out of the way, but we have a new problem that is making your way southbound in Weber County from about 31st Street in Ogden all the way down to Hill Aerospace Museum at 5600 South. have to check to see if there must be maybe there's a crash in there or something that's slowing things down. Otherwise, everything's moving along fairly well at this point. The secret is out. Snowbird is a different breed of mountain. Enjoy Utah's deepest and steepest skiing and snowboarding this season by visiting snowbird.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast looks nothing like December, especially if you compare it to last year's December. We're going 47 today, 8 degrees above the normal, mostly sunny and hazy. Hazy again tomorrow, partly cloudy, 46. High pressure right overhead on Sunday, 48, mostly sunny skies. Monday, more of the same, 49, partly cloudy skies, hazy sunshine. Mostly cloudy for your Tuesday, but 50 degrees. We're keeping clouds in the forecast for your Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Highs right around 48 degrees. We are hoping to get some storms in here. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, hazy sunshine, 42 degrees downtown, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the stock market. Looks like the Dow is down by 52 points, but boy, after the last couple of huge days for the market, it's probably not too surprising. S&P 500 is down by 10. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Every year I tell myself, Doug, you can't procrastinate. It's time to get into Burt Brothers. Make sure that the vehicle I drive, the vehicles that Dee drives, and our family vehicles are all ready for winter. And Burt Brothers, boy, as these temperatures start to drop, soon the snowflakes are going to fall, the roads are going to be slick. You need peace of mind on Utah's snowy roads. Winter tires from Burt Brothers, they make all the difference. You can drive with confidence. Specialized tires designed to grip the road in the harshest conditions. They give you better traction, handling, shorter braking distances, and the gift of safety for you and your loved ones. And right now, save up to $130 back on four Bridgestone Blizzak tires through December 16th. That's only at Burt Brothers with complete auto care. They can take care of it all. Make sure you're not off on the side of the road with a little help from your friends at Burt Brothers. And there's a location for Burt Brothers near you.
At Common Spirit Holy Cross Hospitals, we're honored to carry the legacy of our namesake and to extend the legacy of care in our communities. We're part of 20 hospitals and 240 clinics across Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
With our roots in northern Utah, Common Spirit Holy Cross Hospitals have a legacy of caring to help every person be whole and healthy. We're part of 20 hospitals and 240 clinics across Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
In 400 AD, a forgotten time in ancient America, warrior prophet Moroni must preserve the history of his fallen nation while being hunted by a ruthless tyrant.
Where is the brave general now?
From Freestyle Releasing and Great Scott Entertainment comes...
The memory of my God!
The Oath.
My faith and my freedom! My wife and my son! Perfect!
The Oath, perfect! Now playing in theaters. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. More information is available at oathmovie.com.
Protect your heart and your family. The American Heart Association and Live Fierce Take Action sponsor Optum urge you to get your flu shot today. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 1254, the Los Angeles Dodgers officially introducing their new star player.
The Dodgers welcoming superstar Shohei Ohtani in English and his native Japanese, wearing the iconic Dodgers uniform for the first time after signing an unprecedented $700 million contract. The two-time MVP says his decision was not about the money, telling reporters when the Dodgers look back at the last 10 years, even though they made the playoffs every year and won a World Series ring, they consider that a failure. When I heard that, I knew they were all about winning, and that's exactly how I feel.
That is ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting. Watching Utah's money, egg prices could be going up again. They hit a high of $5.50 last year, but USA Today reports the return of bird flu at some hatcheries could boost those prices again. Now, there's a new item at convenience stores attracting customers. It's pizza. Stores love the trend because they make margins that are 40% higher on food than fuel. JCPenney is expecting nearly 142 million people to do their last-minute shopping this weekend. Many shoppers are waiting until the last few weeks before Christmas to get the best deals. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 60 points, still sitting at 37,189. S&P, it's up by 10, or excuse me, down by 10, and the NASDAQ is up by 28 points. The House of Representatives handed milk producers a big win just hours before their holiday break. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has the story.
Remember ads like these?
Want to grow? The calcium in milk helps bones grow.
Gut milk.
Whole milk has been off students' menu for years since Congress passed a rule inspired by former First Lady Michelle Obama's anti-obesity push. Now the House of Representatives has passed a bill overturning that rule. One Republican lawmaker says kids should be able to drink whole milk if Santa can, while a Democratic congressman says the Speaker of the House was prioritizing big milk's priorities over border security and Ukraine funding. Milk has gotten a bad rap in recent years, but the Deseret News reports that recent studies are erasing the connection between whole milk and childhood obesity. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The semi-annual sale is underway at Foothill Oriental Rugs. Jim Weber is with me. And every time I come into the store, you have such a great variety for people to choose from.
I think the thing that differentiates us from most rug stores in the country, Maria, is that I'm a direct importer and I've been doing this for 38 years. So every rug in my store is imported directly by us. And that results in you having a unique selection when you come in. And my prices are 25% below the industry average.
Yeah, but this is a chance for folks to come in and get some great deals for the holidays.
If you've ever needed a rug, this is a great time to come in and look at rugs, because like I say, our retail prices are better than the industry and average, and right now they're marked down up to 70% off. We've got a 9x12 Tibetan contemporary rug, retail price $77.76. It's on sale for $38.88. We got a 6x9 Indian sumac, retail price $1,092. It's on sale for $328. It's a great time to put a rug in your home. People want their home to look right for the holidays.
Don't miss out. The semi-annual sale is underway now at Foothill Oriental Rugs, 1460 South Foothill Drive, just south of Foothill Village.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, today through Sunday. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, today through Sunday. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Cypress Checking Account members enjoy discounted rates on auto and RV loans, free access to credit scores, reports, and other products and perks. Learn more at cypresscu.com. Cypress Credit Union. Your future is our future.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, or other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at kslnewsradio.com.
KSL News Time, 12:59. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Len Thomas.
Well, looking at that, there's no crash up there. Looked at in Ogden area. We've got some slow traffic from just after 31st Street, making your way southbound to Riverdale. And that is easing up, looking quite a bit better. Some of the side streets in here are pretty busy. There must have been some kind of event or something going on. But otherwise, looking at some slowing in West Valley, 35th South. Not too bad, but in either direction between 5600 West and 7200 West in Magna. Enjoy Utah's beautiful snow and whole family fun with winter tubing at Soldier Hollow and Midway. Experience longer tubing lanes, shorter lines, and more fun. Book your session now at UtahOlympicLegacy.org. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
And taking a look at the forecast for the Wasatch Front, it's going to stay pretty much the same for the next 7 days. Mix of sun and clouds and temperatures well above normal. Today's high 47, down to 46 tomorrow, but by Tuesday of next week, we're looking at 50 degrees for a high. And the next chance of shower is not until Tuesday or Wednesday, and just a very slight chance then. Right now, 42 degrees downtown.